welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have lots of laughs with old radio's favorite English teacher, our Miss Brooks. It was the era of glossy photo magazines with names like Life and Look. In this episode, the fictional Scan magazine is showcasing the model teacher, and they find Miss Brooks. Eve Arden is our Miss Brooks in The Model Teacher, first broadcast November 21st, 1948 on CBS.
Palm Olive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Our Miss Brooks teaches English at Madison High School. And although one day in the life of a school teacher is pretty much the same as the next, at night you... Well, perhaps we'd better let Connie Brooks speak for herself.
Although one day in the life of a school teacher is pretty much the same as the next, at night you wish you were dead. Not that I'm bored. How could I be with Mr. Philip Boynton teaching biology at Madison? Of course, every new frog he gets in his laboratory represents an arch rival. But I shouldn't complain. It gives me an added interest in life. Each morning, before I get out of bed, I look down to see if I'm getting webbed feet. Somehow, ever since we've been on the faculty together, Mr. Boynton just doesn't seem to think of me as a woman. I can't quite understand that, because when I think of Mr. Boynton, I always think of me as a woman. And I almost always think of Mr. Boynton, or dream about him. Like the other morning, around 7:25. Oh, of course, Philip. I'd love to go dancing with you. When will you come for me? That's quick work.
Connie, may I come in?
Oh, it's Mrs. Davis. Come in, Mrs. Davis.
I thought I'd wake you before your alarm clock went off. It's so loud and nerve-wracking.
Oh, I'm pretty used to it by now, Mrs. Davis. I always like to clear my throat before I pour orange juice into it. Well, I guess I better get up and perform my morning ablutions, like they say.
You can abloop later, Connie. You stay right where you are.
Oh, but Mrs. Davis, it's 7:30.
No, it isn't. I set the clock a half hour ahead.
But why?
Snap.
Snap?
That's right. They want pictures of you from the minute you first wake up till you go to sleep.
Who does?
Snap.
You're faded. What is all this about, Mrs. Davis?
Snap is a magazine, Connie. Some time ago, I read that they were looking for the ideal American teacher for an interview. The next thing I knew, the layout editor was here in town and had called me up for an appointment with you.
Me? But why me?
I guess somebody recommended you as the model teacher.
Somebody like who?
Somebody like me. I wrote them all about you. What a wonderful teacher you are and how all your pupils love you.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Mrs. Davis.
I didn't.
What?
I discovered the letter in my desk this morning. I'd forgotten to mail it. So it must have been somebody else who... Oh, here they are, Connie. They've been waiting in the living room.
Oh, but Mrs. Davis, I'm not dressed.
Come on in, folks.
Snap, Snap's the school teacher. Where is the little lady?
Here she is. Well, and not such a little lady after all. Tootsies reach all the way over the end of the bed.
Those are my stockings hanging over the rail.
My name is Peterson. Pete to my friends. And this is Miss Forrest.
How do you do? If you'll just wait in the living room for a few minutes, I'll get myself
assembled. Well, frankly, Miss Brooks, we'd rather start in here. You see, I'm the layout editor.
That's nice, but before you lay me out, I'd like to comb my hair and wash my face.
I wish you wouldn't. Just put your head back on the pillow for a minute, will you?
Oh, but I...
You pose the way the folks want you to, Connie. I'm going to make some breakfast for all of us.
Swell, that'll be our second shot. Snap, Snap's the school teacher snapping up a breakfast. Good, huh?
Very snappy.
See you in a few minutes. And
Well, as I was saying, my dear, we don't want you to do a thing for this picture. Realism is what our readers want. The eyelids practically stuck together, little straggly clumps of hair flopping over the ears, and those little tired lines around a mouth that looks like it just tasted a raw lamb chop. We want you just the way you are.
Thank you, dear. Have you picked your pallbearers yet?
Oh, shoot that, Pete. That's just what we want. That snarling look when the teacher first gets up in the morning.
Got it.
Now listen, you
Please,
two.
Miss Brooks, we're going to be together all day. It'll be much more pleasant for all of us if you cooperate.
Well, it isn't that I don't want to cooperate. It's just that I don't like to have my picture taken without a little makeup. Even if it's only an inch or two like you've got on.
You're exaggerating a little, aren't you? I use very little makeup. A dab here and a dab there.
Here a dab, there a dab, everywhere a dab, dab. No, Miss Forrest, I'm not sure I really want this spread.
I know, dear, but when a woman reaches a certain age, some spread is inevitable. Oh! You mean in the magazine? Oh, yes. Well, let's talk about it after breakfast. I'm starved.
Good. Will you join us at the table, or do you want your saucer of milk on the back fence?
Well, I hope you enjoyed my pancakes. You know, the batter is my own invention.
Oh, really? What's in it?
If she tells you, you'll never eat them again.
Instead of eggs, I use hot peanut oil. Then to the customary amount of flour and milk, I add half a cup of baking powder mixed with cornmeal, 2 cups of yummy yogurt. And while the whole thing is being whipped in the mixmaster, I gradually add a teaspoonful of cider vinegar and just a smidgen of goose liver.
She's got a recipe for stuffed cabbage that would send you screaming into the hills.
Oh, now, Connie, it isn't that good.
Hmm. Well, I'll help you clear the table, Mrs. Davis.
Oh, get a shot of this, Pete. School teacher helps out with chores at home before going to classroom. Here, take a stack of dishes, Miss Brooks.
All right. I don't mind your taking my picture so much now that I'm dressed.
Well, I don't blame you, my dear. That's a very nice suit. Shark skin, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's such durable material. One can tell at a glance that it's worn you for years.
You're very observant. It would be a shame to see those great big eyes of yours closed for a while. I think maybe you'd better get somebody else for these pictures.
But, Connie, think of the prestige it will give you at school.
It will?
Of course. Everybody making a fuss over you. Why, I bet it would make even Mr. Boynton sit up and beg.
Mr. Boynton?
The school mascot. He's a schnauzer. Don't try to pet him, because he snaps.
What?
Oh, never mind. Don't worry about it. I've changed my mind. You can take all the pictures you want. Oh, that must be Walter Denton. He said he'd pick me up this morning.
Oh, that's right. Your car is in the repair shop again, isn't it, Connie?
Oh, you own a car, Miss Brooks?
Yes, I do.
Well, what kind of a car?
Well, I had a brand new 49 Hudson, but I didn't want to show off, so I traded it for a 32 Stutz. Coming, Walter!
Oh, Walter, eh? Must be nice to have a man call for you in the morning. Who is he? The well-known absent-minded professor?
No, dear, this one's more your type.
Oh?
16 years old, and he can't run very fast.
Say, you think Walter will mind if we ride down to school with you, Miss Brooks?
Oh, I guess it'll be all right. Come along.
Goodbye, Mrs. Davis.
Goodbye, Miss Forrest.
Thanks for breakfast.
See you after school, Mrs. Davis. I'll help you sterilize the mixmaster. Well, good morning, Walter.
Boy, somebody looks yummy this morning.
Why, Walter, do you really think so?
I sure do, Miss Brooks. Where did you meet her?
Oh, you mean Miss Forrest. Miss Forrest, Mr. Peterson, meet Walter Denton. They're with Snap Magazine, Walter.
Glad to know you, Walter.
Hi.
Well, I'm certainly glad to make your acquaintance, Mr. Denton. What subject do you teach at Madison High?
Teach? Oh, I'm not a teacher. Although I do coach some of the younger students in subjects that just naturally come easy to me.
Like lunch period and study hall.
Well, it was a natural mistake. You seem so gallant, so worldly, Mr. Denton.
Just call me Walter.
Well, all right, Walter. Then you must call me Stephanie.
I must? Gosh, do you really think I'm worldly, Stephanie?
I certainly do.
I knew this morning was going to be different, even though it started out like all the other crummy mornings in my life. On my way over here, I just felt that something romantic was going to happen. And sure enough, here you are.
Why, Walter, what a lovely speech.
It's not a speech. It's merely what I feel, Stephanie.
Shall we go to school now, Walter, or just stay here in the Casbah?
Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, will continue in just a moment. But first, here is Vern Smith with an important announcement. Ladies, what's your complexion problem?
My skin's so dingy.
Mine's oily.
My skin's dull, coarse-looking.
For a lovelier complexion, you must stop improper cleansing. Instead, use Palmolive soap the way doctors advise. Leading skin specialists have now proved the Palmolive plan, using nothing but Palmolive soap, can bring fresher, brighter complexions. Yes, regardless of age, type of skin, or previous beauty care. Now, here's what these doctors advise.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap. Massaging for 1 minute with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. This cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive soap's full, beautifying effect. Rinse. Do this 3 times a day for 14 days.
It's that simple. But remember, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, advise this way for 1,285 women with all types of skin. Dry, oily, normal, young, older. And prove this plan, using Palmolive alone, nothing else, really works for 2 out of 3. So for a lovelier complexion, forget all other beauty care. Instead, do as these doctors advise. Use Palmolive for a fresher, brighter complexion.
For loveliness all over, use big, thrifty bath-size Palmolive in your tub or shower.
You know, folks, when I read that Snap Magazine was looking for a model teacher, I was going to write in and suggest Miss Brooks. But then the midterm exams came along, and I got kind of busy, and I... But honest, I was going to, Miss Brooks.
Thanks anyway, Walter, I think.
Is her picture going to appear on the cover when the story comes out?
I imagine so, Walter.
Gee, that's great. It'll sure be a relief from those pictures of glamorous young girls in bathing suits with legs.
It may come as a shock to you, Walter, but I've got legs myself.
You have?
Yeah. Of course, they may not be as pretty as Marlena Dietrich's, but then I'm not a grandmother either.
You're not?
Now, look, rancid one.
Maybe we'd better change the subject. Miss Forrest, Stephanie... After you get through taking pictures of Miss Brooks at school, you ought to get some at the faculty student malt hop this afternoon.
Malt hop?
Well, the faculty call it a tea dance, but we call it a malt hop because it's held in Weber's malt shop.
Well, sounds fascinating.
Yeah, they serve a wonderful malt there. Their slogan is, "Our malts are too thick to sip through a straw. You have to eat it with a spoon." Some of them are even too thick to eat with a spoon.
Some of them are even too thick to dance in.
We've got a swell jukebox and a cute little dance floor. Before we get to school, Stephanie, I'd like to ask you, would you, could you...
She would and she could, and she'll be there 10 minutes ahead of you.
Well, Miss Brooks, you sound a little put out. You weren't by any chance expecting Walter to ask you to the hop.
Me? Oh, heck no. I go with a girl.
Walter, I'm surprised at you. What do you think Miss Brooks is?
A blackboard eraser with teeth.
Gee, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Miss Brooks.
No, you didn't, Walter. I'm used to it. I was just wondering about Harriet Conklin. Didn't you have a date with her for this afternoon?
Oh, sure, but there was nothing definite about it. I merely asked her if she wanted to go to the hop, and she said yes.
Oh. I didn't know it was that tentative.
I guess you're going to the dance with Mr. Boynton, huh, Miss Brooks?
Oh, do they let schnauzers in?
Schnauzers?
Oh, it was just a joke, Walter. I referred to Mr. Boynton as our mascot. He's really the biology teacher at Madison, Miss Forrest.
And what a teacher. Boy, is he good looking.
Oh, really, Walter?
Yeah, he's tall, dark, handsome.
Stoop-shouldered, knock-kneed, cross-eyed.
Hey, isn't this the school?
Oh, yeah, I almost passed it. Yes, I was looking at somebody on my right.
Well, if you'll just turn your head, Walter, you'll see Harriet approaching on your left.
Good morning, Walter, Miss Brooks. I didn't know you had passengers.
Oh, this is Miss Forrest and Mr. Peterson, Harriet. They're here from Snap Magazine.
How do you do?
Hi. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to get some atmosphere shots of the campus.
Oh, yes, do that, please.
Snap has picked Miss Brooks as a model American teacher.
Oh, that's wonderful, Miss Brooks. And what a coincidence.
Coincidence, Harriet?
Yes. When I read about it, I sat right down and wrote them a letter recommending you.
Well, thank you, Harriet.
But of all the silly things to do, I forgot to put a stamp on it. It just came back the other day.
That's just like a child of your age, Harriet.
What do you mean, child, Walter?
You see, Stephanie, this is the infant I allow to toddle at my heels when I'm not involved with some more glamorous creature like yourself.
Walter Denton, what's gotten into you?
On this crummy morning, Walter's become a man of the world.
Well, I'd better find a place to park. All those that want to better get out here, Miss Brooks.
You little hinter, you.
Well, I'll go with you, Walter, and then walk you back to school.
I was hoping you would.
Miss Brooks, I don't like the way that woman looks at Walter.
I don't like the way that woman looks, period.
She certainly is chic, in a cobra-like sort of way. Has she seen Mr. Boynton yet?
Bite your tongue, girl.
Well, I think you ought to get permission from Daddy before you go through with this interview. After all, he is Madison's principal.
Harriet, you've given me an idea. I must admit, I kind of liked all the attention, because I thought it would make Mr. Boynton sit up and take notice. But I never stopped to think that he might sit up and notice the wrong thing.
Well, maybe Daddy won't consent to the interview. Then she'll have to clear right out.
Harriet, you are wise beyond your years. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to beg for your father's unpermission.
Come in.
Could I talk to you for a moment, Mr. Conklin?
I'm all ears, Miss Brooks.
Yes. Mr. Conklin, Snap Magazine wants to do a layout on me as a model teacher for 1948.
You, Miss Brooks?
Isn't it ridiculous? They've sent a Miss Forrest and a Mr. Peterson to take pictures of me and the unpainted school and the overcrowded classrooms and the strained looks on the faces of the pupils.
I can't allow that, Miss Brooks.
Of course you can't. I mean, you can't?
Certainly not. It's beneath the dignity of Madison High.
Way beneath, Mr. Conklin.
I've always looked upon Madison High and its teachers as my family. And it's the first rule of a family that its problems be kept to itself.
Strictly to itself.
We should not hang out our wash for every Tom, Dick, and Harry to see.
Tom, Dick, and Harry should not see our wash, no.
It won't do you any good to argue, Miss Brooks. I've made up my mind. Publicity is nothing but a cheap, parasitic device designed to prey on the unfettered appetites of the unsuspecting. Publicity is...
Excuse me, the door was open, so... Oh, you must be Mr. Conklin. I've been looking forward to meeting you, Mr. Conklin. I'm Stephanie Forrest of Snap Magazine.
Won't you sit down, Miss Forrest? I'll be with you in a moment. As I was saying, Miss Brooks, publicity is the foremost blessing of our century. It makes the unknown known. It brings information and joy into the home of everyone.
I can just see Tom, Dick, and Harry peeking at my wash.
Miss Forrest, I was just explaining to Miss Brooks what this wonderful exploitation will mean to Madison High and its problem.
Oh, I'm so glad you see it that way, Mr. Conklin. You and I will have to work together on this. I'll need your advice on so many things.
Of course, Miss Forrest.
Oh. Well, let's not be so formal. You can call me Stephanie.
And you can call me Osgood.
You can call me a doctor. I'm ill.
Well, then it's all settled. I'll get a hold of Pete and we'll start shooting Miss Brooks at once.
Fine. I'll bring my own blindfold.
Excuse me, Mr. Conklin, but I didn't know you were busy, sir.
Well, I am, Boynton. You'd better come back later.
So you're Mr. Boynton. Well, no wonder I've heard so much about Madison's biology department.
Well, thank you,
Don't look at me. I never saw her before in my life.
Miss Brooks has such a quaint sense of humor. My name is Stephanie Forrest.
But you can call her Miss Forrest, if you want to live to see your frogs again.
Well, what's that, Miss Brooks?
Never mind Miss Brooks now, Boynton.
What do you mean now?
Miss Brooks, will you stop mumbling? Boynton, Miss Forrest here is going to do a story on Miss Brooks for Snap magazine.
Oh, really? Then they must have picked you as the model teacher. Well, that's wonderful, Miss Brooks. You know, I was going to write in and suggest your name myself, but well, then I got all wrapped up in my pigmentation experiments and neglected to do so.
Well, it's nice to know that you thought of me.
Well, now that you're here, Boynton, what is it you wanted to talk to me about?
Well, sir, it's something I need for my guinea pigs, but I'd rather talk to you when you're alone.
Oh, come now, Mr. Boynton. You mustn't keep anything back from a reporter.
What is it you need for the creatures, Boynton?
I'd rather not say in mixed company, sir.
Oh, come now. We're over 21.
Some of us are way over.
Oh, come on, Boynton. Out with it. What do you need for those guinea pigs?
Well, if you insist... Hormones!
Well, that's peculiar behavior. You ran right out of the room.
Well, I guess I'd better be running along too, Mr. Conklin.
Just a minute, Miss Forrest. Shouldn't we give the quarry a few minutes head start?
Right you are. Now.
Now. Quiet, boys and girls. As some of you know, I have been chosen by Snap Magazine as the Model American Schoolteacher of 1948. Hooray! Thank you. Thank you, boys and girls. And now I'd like you to meet Miss Forrest, Snap's layout editor. Quiet, boys.
Thank you, class. Now, before we take any pictures, Miss Brooks, would you please ask those boys standing in the back of the room to sit down?
They are sitting down, Miss Forrest. They're sitting on the top of the desks.
But why?
Well, with the room as crowded as it is, I use them as lifeguards.
Lifeguards?
Yes, they keep the smaller children from being shoved into the inkwells.
Snap Magazine sits in while Miss Constance Brooks acts as faculty advisor to a student club.
The meeting of the Socrates Philosophy Club will now come to order.
Thank you, Walter. Miss Brooks, I must ask you to stop combing your hair and fixing your makeup between classes. You're making yourself look like a human being, and this layout is supposed to feature a school teacher.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Forrest. It's just that so many school teachers I've met bear such a marked resemblance to human beings.
Well, we'll just stick a few pencils in your hair and throw a little chalk dust on your suit. There, that's better. Now, just continue as if I weren't here.
That'll be a pleasure. Now, let's get on with the meeting, Walter.
Yes, ma'am. Our subject is, should a high school graduate turn to teaching as a career? But what I mean, Miss Brooks, is, in the face of our inflated economy, what security is there in the teaching profession?
Well, Walter, the way I figure it is this. When I first started to teach school, a dollar was worth a dollar. Last year, a dollar was worth 60 cents, and this year it's worth 40 cents. So if I were earning more, I'd be getting poorer all the time. Thus, by being a schoolteacher, I'm actually saving for a rainy day.
Snap joins Miss Brooks for lunch in the school cafeteria.
Thanks so much for getting my lunch, Mr. Boynton.
You're very welcome, Miss Brooks. Here's your change. Yeah, let's see. I'm the Swiss on rye. You're the stuffed tomato.
And
What am I?
Now, there's an opening you could drive a truck through. Miss Forrest, is Pete going to take any pictures while I'm eating?
In a few minutes. He's getting a bite himself right now.
Oh, good. Then you'll have time to smear some mayonnaise on my nose.
Frankly, darling, I'm not terribly interested in you at the moment. Mr. Boynton, when we chased you into your laboratory before, you wouldn't tell us whom you were taking to the malt hop this afternoon.
Well, I really don't know if I should leave my work, you see.
Oh, there you are, Stephanie. I've been looking all over for you. You're going to the hop with me, aren't you?
Well, I can't tell yet, Walter.
Good afternoon, folks. Miss Forrest, as principal of Madison High, I feel that it is my very pleasant duty to invite you to the faculty-student dance this afternoon.
Well, really, Mr. Conklin, I don't know if I'll be finished with my work. That is, could I give you my answer after I've eaten? I haven't had a bit of lunch.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Forrest. I'll go get you a tray.
I'll get you a knife and fork.
If you'll just take my arm, Miss Forrest, I'll personally escort you to the steam table. Oh, no, it isn't.
Hi, Miss Brooks. Shall we have lunch together?
No, thanks, Harriet. I'm quite full. I've just eaten my heart out.
I saw what happened just now.
Well, it's my own fault, Harriet. My sins have come to roost.
Well, what do you mean, Miss Brooks?
I knew it. I just knew it.
Knew what?
I knew I shouldn't have sent that wire to Snap Magazine recommending me as the model teacher.
Eve Arden, as our Miss Brooks, returns in just a moment, but first...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl.
Tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a luster cream shampoo. Only luster cream brings you Kay Dumas' magic formula blend of secret ingredients plus gentle lanolin. Gives loveliness lather even in hardest water. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Luster Cream, not a soap, not a liquid, but a dainty cream shampoo. Leaves hair fragrantly clean, free of loose dandruff, glistening with sheen. Soft, manageable. Gives new beauty to all hairdos or permanents. 4 ounce jar, $1. Smaller sizes, either tubes or jars. Tonight, try Luster Cream Shampoo. And be a
dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a luster cream shampoo.
And now, once again, here is our Miss Brooks.
Well, things didn't work out quite as badly as I expected they would. Right before the dance, one of Mr. Boynton's guinea pigs had a blessed event. Triplets, in fact. And Mr. Boynton couldn't find a sitter for them anywhere. So he didn't even attend the hop. Walter Denton was kept in after school by his history teacher, and after a couple of dances with Mr. Conklin, Stephanie Forrest packed up her equipment, packed up Pete, and packed us in. Not long after that, I was sitting in the cafeteria one day when Walter rushed over all excited.
Miss Brooks, it's out. Snap Magazine with a 4-page spread of you as America's model teacher.
Let's see that, Walter.
Here, I've got it open to the story.
Oh, I'll read the story later. How about the cover? Is my picture on it?
Well, it says portrait of model school teacher, Miss Brooks, but here, you better look for yourself.
How do you like that Stephanie Forrest? A blackboard eraser with teeth.
Next week, tune in to another Our Miss Brooks show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, is produced by Larry Burns, written and directed by Al Lewis, with music by Wilbur Hatch. Mr. Boynton is played by Jeff Chandler, Mr. Conklin by Gail Gordon. Others in tonight's cast were Jane Morgan, Dick Crenna, Gloria McMillan, Mary Jane Croft, and Jack Crucian.
Dentists know what cleans teeth best, and over 4,000 dentists say Colgate tooth powder with a 2-minute routine gets teeth sparkling and super clean. So to remove dull film and get your teeth shining clean, just brush teeth 2 minutes morning and night with Colgate tooth powder. Brush inside, outside, and biting surfaces. Always brush away from the gums. See how this gets teeth naturally bright. It removes dull film that improper brushing misses. And Colgate tooth powder also sweetens your breath. Try it. Buy Colgate Tooth Powder today.
For mystery liberally sprinkled with laughs, listen to Mr. and Mrs. North, the exciting, fun-packed adventures of an amateur Park Avenue detective and his beautiful wife. Tune in Tuesday evenings over most of these same stations. And be with us again next week at this same time for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks. Bob Lamond speaking. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. This next episode features Miss Brooks making herself glamorous for a faculty dance to compete with another English teacher for Mr. Boynton's affection. Our Miss Brooks, The Hairdo, first broadcast March 6th, 1949.
Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Who teaches English at Madison High School is as sociable as the next teacher, especially if the next teacher happens to be Mr. Philip Boynton. But unfortunately, Mr. Boynton, who teaches biology at Madison, is a rather shy individual.
Yes, indeed. For a fellow who spends so much time studying life, he certainly manages to get very little on him. Of course, there are rumors around the school that I'm that way about Mr. Boynton. Now, I don't know exactly what that way means, but if feeling that way means feeling this way, then I guess I'm that way about Mr. Boynton. Anyway, last week he accepted my invitation to invite me to the faculty dance Saturday night. And so bright and early Saturday morning, I asked one of my pupils, Walter Denton, to drive me down to the beauty parlor in his jalopy. Unlike the new Hudson, Walter's car isn't one you step down into. His car, most people back away from. It's a very streamlined little job. No windows, no top, and no windshield. All in all, it's the coldest hot rod in town.
If it's too cool for you, Miss Brooks, I can put up the top.
The top? Where is that?
In the back, on the floor.
No, thanks, Walter. It doesn't matter how my hair looks now. Antoine will change me into something believable. I appreciate your giving me this lift today, Walter.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Miss Brooks. A pleasure and a privilege, because I'm so fond of you both as a person and a teacher. You know, that's one thing about Madison High. We sure got some wonderful teachers. Now, take Mr. Boynton.
Granted.
He sure is tops. I ran into him the other night at the movies. Incidentally, he was with another member of the faculty, Miss Enright.
Please, Walter, not so soon after breakfast.
Oh, I forgot. You and Miss Enright aren't exactly stuck on each other.
That, Walter, is an understatement. Now, let's just forget about her, shall we?
Sure, I'll be happy to forget about her. I never think about her much anyway.
Fine. Walter.
Yeah?
Was she sitting close to Mr. Boynton?
Who?
The lady we decided to forget about.
Well, I can practically give you a blow-by-blow because I sat right behind him in the movie.
And what's your report, G2?
Nothing.
Nothing?
They were so dull, I spent half my time watching the picture.
You should have asked for your money back.
Of course, she did whisper a couple of things into his ear, but I couldn't hear what they were very well. She has a funny way of purring when she talks.
There's nothing funny about it. To her, purring comes naturally.
Of course, she tried to hold Mr. Boynton's hand once or twice, but she didn't quite make it.
Why not?
Most of the time, he had it in a bag of popcorn.
Well, it would serve her right if she got salt all over her manicure. Here's the beauty parlor, Walter. Would it be convenient for you to pick me up in a couple of little hours?
Oh, sure, sure. I gotta get a haircut anyhow, and I usually go to Barney's Barbershop right down the street. I was thinking of getting a butch haircut this time.
Well, from what I've seen of the kids who get their hair cut at Barney's, he can butch up any kind of a haircut. Hello, Antoine.
Well, if it isn't Miss Brooks. A long time no see, like the man says.
What man?
Oh, there you go. You're not in my shop 2 minutes and you're pulling my leg. But I don't care. I'm delighted to see you at any time. You're such a challenge to a beautician.
Challenge?
Yes, you see, you come into my shop so infrequently, I have to start from scratch each time. Of course, you do have a load of natural beauty.
Thanks, loads.
But then so does a rosebush. And even it, with all its natural loveliness, must be properly and frequently cared for in order to retain that beauty. Its soil must be irrigated, its roots watered, its leafy branches gently sprinkled.
Well, don't stand there. Turn the hose on me.
Before I assign you to a booth, tell me, Miss Brooks, what prompted you to come in this morning?
Oh, it's very simple, Antoine. There's a faculty dance at Madison High tonight, and I thought it would be nice to look like a human being.
All the big jobs they bring to Antoine. Well, no matter. It's a feeble artist, indeed, who cannot rise above his subject. I shall make you my masterpiece. All I ask in return is that you promise to visit Antoine's once a week.
Aren't you forgetting something? I'm a school teacher. You know, it isn't an accident that we of the faculty have a faculty for always looking like the faculty. Beauty parlors are a luxury we can rarely afford.
Well, apparently that doesn't apply to all teachers. One of my best customers is a teacher. In fact, she has an appointment here in a few minutes. Miss Enright, do you know her?
Yes, we both teach English at Madison.
Oh, then you and Miss Enright have something in common.
I suppose you could call in that, yes.
Oh, she's a wonderful person. Very active in the Parent Teachers Association and in all sorts of civic functions. What do you think of her?
She's fine. Good teacher.
Confidentially, I don't like her either. And even though I should be grateful for the new customers I get through her connections, I can't help feeling that she's very overbearing. That's my honest opinion, and when it comes to people, I believe that honesty is the best policy.
Well, here I am, Antoine.
Miss Enright, how wonderful to see you.
Your policy just lapsed.
Why, Miss Brooks, what are you doing in a beauty parlor?
Oh, I just thought I'd let Antoine do a little lily gilding.
I haven't started yet. I'm going to make Miss Brooks look like a thing of beauty.
Is there time? This is Saturday, you know. We have to be back at school by Monday.
Oh, I'll make it. Antoine's going to put more men on the job.
Well, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'll arrange booth 3 for you, Miss Emily.
Oh, do that, Antoine. Miss Brooks, now that we're alone, there's something I think you should know.
That you were at the movies with Mr. Boynton last night?
Well, how did you... Were you there, too?
No, just my emissary.
I must admit, Miss Brooks, I thought you'd be a little more upset about it.
Upset? Me? Because Mr. Boynton chooses to go out with another English teacher? Of course I'm not upset. In fact, I had quite a laugh over it.
A laugh?
I thought I'd split my infinitive. You see, I happen to know that Mr. Boynton once heard the expression, let's live a little.
Yes.
So that's what he does. He lives as little as possible. No, I'm not worried about what Mr. Boynton does when he's not with me.
Look, Miss Brooks, I like to do things in an open and above board manner. I'm going to lay my cards on the table.
Good. Take them out of your sleeve and deal. What's the first card?
Just this. I know you've booked Mr. Boynton for the faculty dance tonight, but remember, there's always tomorrow, and I don't give up easily.
Well, good for you, salty nails.
Don't underestimate me, my dear. The next time Mr. Boynton and I walk down a middle aisle, it may not be in a theater.
Be sure to invite me to the wedding. And Miss Enright, if you ever become a mother, remember, I'd love one of the kittens.
Now, Miss Enright.
Yes, coming, Antoine. I'll see you and Mr. Boynton at the dance, Miss Brooks.
I'll be looking forward to it with considerable revulsion.
Oh, booth 3. Here it is.
Sit right down here, Miss Enright.
Antoine, before you do anything for me, I want you to take care of Miss Brooks.
But your appointment...
I'll wait. There's a certain way I want you to take care of Miss Brooks. First of all, I want you to comb her hair up in back and give her bangs in front.
But that wouldn't suit her face at all.
Exactly. Then I want you to be sure and see that she's got pounds of makeup on. Plenty of rouge, eyeshadow, everything.
But she won't like that.
Neither will Mr. Boynton. I know the type. And whatever you do, don't let Miss Brooks look into a mirror. Tell her to wait for her first reaction from a member of the opposite sex.
But Miss Enright, suppose she doesn't want me to...
She'll agree to anything you suggest. She knows you're an expert beautician.
Well, then how can I betray her faith in me? I'd feel like a traitor. A despicable traitor.
Antoine, dozens of women patronize this shop at my suggestion. And at my suggestion, they go elsewhere. Now, are you going to give Miss Brooks the works or not?
Well, Benedict Arnold made a nice living for years. There we are, all finished. Remember now, no mirrors, Miss Brooks.
All right, Antoine, if you say so. I'll leave it up to the public. Oh, there's Walter parked as usual, right in front of a fire plug. Well, here I am. Let's go.
Sorry, lady. I'm waiting for Miss Brooks.
Take another look, Walter. It's me.
Holy cow! Get in quick! I'll take you to the receiving hospital. Or better yet, I'll give you first aid. I'm the Red Cross chairman of our class, you know.
Well, why do I need first aid?
Your mouth, it's all cut.
Oh, you're just not used to seeing me with lipstick on. Start the car, Walter. I didn't intend to take so long. Mrs. Davis will be wondering what happened to me.
When she sees you, she'll still be wondering. Gosh, that hair comb. Those bangs.
What's wrong with these bangs? Are they too long?
Well, in all the time you've known me, Miss Brooks, have I ever consciously been fresh or tried to hurt your feelings?
No, Walter, never.
And I can answer your question honestly. They're not long enough. They're frustrating, Miss Brooks.
What are you talking about, Walter?
Well, they start out all right, but just when they really get going, boom, they stop. Right at the tip of your nose.
Oh, that's just a few hairs that were blown out of place in this hopped-up pie plate of yours. How do I look otherwise?
Well, frankly, Miss Brooks, I thought you were more beautiful without all that stuff. I mean, well, gosh, with your natural beauty, you could have been a famous stage actress or even a model or a big movie star. I've often wondered, what made you become a school teacher anyway?
I couldn't resist the money.
Starring Eve Arden will continue in just a moment, but first, here is Vern Smith. Regardless of age, skin type, or previous beauty care, doctors prove you too may win a lovelier complexion with Palmolive soap.
But to win this lovelier complexion, you must stop improper cleansing. Instead, use Palmolive the way doctors advise.
36 doctors, leading skin specialists, advised using Palmolive soap this way for 1,285 women with all types of skin. Young, old, dry, oily, normal. And using Palmolive soap alone, 2 out of 3 won lovelier complexions. Oily skin looked less oily. Dull, drab skin wonderfully brighter. Coarse-looking skin appeared finer. Here's what the doctors advised.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap 3 times a day. Massage with Palmolive's wonderful beauty lather for 60 seconds each time to get Palmolive's full beautifying effect. Then rinse.
Look for improvement within 14 days, for doctors prove this way using Palmolive alone really works. So get Palmolive soap and start today to win a lovelier complexion. And ladies, enter the $100,000 49 Gold Rush Contest. The makers of Palmolive soap offer $49,000 first prize and over 4,900 other prizes. Get entry blanks and complete rules from your dealer now. You may win a fortune in cash.
Well, Walter took me home from Antoine's, and as my new bangs and I entered the front door, my landlady, Mrs. Davis, came out of the living room. Hello, Mrs. Davis.
Oh, how do you do, madam? If you're looking for Miss Brooks, she isn't in. I'm her landlady.
Well, maybe I can refresh your memory. Good morning, Mrs. Davis. I can't pay the rent till next week.
Connie Brooks. Where in the world did you get that makeup?
Antoine's beauty parlor.
You didn't leave much there, did you? Although I suppose it is attractive to a male.
By the way, has he called?
Mr. Boynton, you mean? Not this morning, Connie. And I know why you didn't get any calls last night, either.
Why?
I discovered our phone wasn't working. But I fixed it about an hour ago.
You fixed it?
Yes, I went downtown and paid the bill. You know, Connie, as one gets used to your new look, it's not half bad.
Well, I should hope not. After spending 3 hours in a hot booth, the least I can expect... I'll get it. Hello?
Well, hello, Miss Brooks. This is Mr. Boynton. I thought I'd better call to ask what time I can pick you up tonight. I wouldn't want to barge in without giving you ample time to get ready.
Oh, you can come over any time, Mr. Boynton. It never takes me more than a few minutes to fix up.
Well, then I'll be over about 7. You know, I tried to reach you several times last night, but your phone was out of order.
Yes, I just heard about it.
I was quite disappointed when you didn't answer, but while I was combing some new white mice I've acquired, Miss Enright dropped by and asked me if I wanted to go to the movies.
What did you do with the other mice? I mean, where did you go after the movie? Ice cream parlor?
Oh, no, I was full. The popcorn's very good at the Paramount.
Yes, I know. Don't they have a slogan that goes, if it's Paramount picture, it's the best popcorn in town?
I don't know about that, Miss Brooks, but this wasn't a Paramount picture. It was an independent. It was about some girl with a lot of money who wants her sweetheart to quit being a poor songwriter and work in her father's doorknob factory.
Does he?
No, but he writes a big hit song after they separate. And when he's got as much money as her father, he asks her to marry him again. And this time she says yes.
I can't understand it.
Me either. You ought to see the girl this fellow proposes to. She's got 2 inches of makeup on and she wears bangs.
Bangs?
The most ridiculous looking getup you ever saw. How any man in his right mind could fall for anybody like that. Well, I won't keep you any longer, Miss Brooks. I'll pick you up at 7. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, I wish I hadn't let Walter go home. He could have taken me back to Antoine's.
I'll get it, Connie. Well, Osgood Conklin, how is Madison's handsome principal today?
Fine, Margaret, fine. As you know, my wife's preparing all the refreshments for the dance tonight, and she wondered if you'd be kind enough to help her out with a few sandwiches.
Why, of course, Osgood. Shall I make the same kind of sandwiches I did last time? White fish and peanut butter.
No. No, thank you. I've brought some
Hello,
things.
Mr. Conklin.
Miss Brooks has been to the hairdresser's, Osgood. Doesn't she look interesting?
Well, I really don't know. It's hard to tell. I can see you all right, Miss Brooks, but how in the world can you see me?
Oh, it's easy, Mr. Conklin. I just blow a little, and there you are. As a matter of fact, I've got to get back to the beauty parlor right away. Do you think you could give me a lift?
I suppose so, Miss Brooks. And Mrs. Davis, you'll find the ingredients for the sandwiches in this package right here.
All right, Osgood. I'll get started right away. See you later, Connie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Davis.
Well, come along, Miss Brooks. I'll drop you off. White fish and peanut butter?
As I recall, Mr. Conklin, the beauty parlor's only a couple of blocks past your house, so I won't be taking you too far out of your way.
That's perfectly all right, Miss Brooks. I hope you'll forgive me for seeming so taken aback when you first came in, but, well, you did look quite unlike a school teacher.
Is that bad?
On Saturdays, no. In fact, I rather admire a woman who takes the time to enhance her charms. Confidentially, I've been trying to stampede Mrs. Conklin into a beauty salon for years, but she just can't see it. Doesn't believe in powder, rouge, lipstick, none of the refinements.
What does she want with refinements? She's got you. That is, she's got you.
Excuse me, we're just passing my house. I always honk the horn when I'm in the neighborhood. Gives my wife and daughter a feeling of security. But as you just said, Miss Brooks, she's got me. That's the trouble. She doesn't have to patronize beauty shops to hold on to me, and she knows it. Of course, if she had some reason to be jealous of me, she... Jealous. Miss Brooks, do you think that if Martha were jealous...
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Conklin, but if you'll just pull up here, this is Antoine's.
Where?
It's that little building with the dimple in the door. Thanks for the lift, Mr. Conklin.
You're welcome, Miss Brooks. And we can pursue the topic of my wife's peccadillos at the dance tonight.
Oh, definitely. I'm one of the best peccadillo dancers in town.
Well, that does it, Miss Brooks.
Am I completely plain again, Antoine?
If you were any plainer, you'd fade right into the woodwork.
Yoo-hoo! I'm home, Mrs. Davis.
She should be back any... Oh, wait a minute. She just came in. Come to the phone, Connie. It's Mr. Boynton.
Again? I wonder what he wants now. Thanks, Mrs. Davis. Hello?
Oh, hello, Miss Brooks. Mrs. Davis told me you were at the beauty shop. I was delighted to hear that.
Delighted, Mr. Boynton?
Yes. You see, I was afraid you might misconstrue my remarks about the girl in the movie and think that I dislike all spectacular hairdressings. Actually, the new styles fascinate me.
They do?
Yes. What sort of hairdo did you get, Miss Brooks?
Well, what I got was more of a hair don't. But I'm sure you'll like what I'm going to get again, Mr. Boynton.
Oh, fine. When we walk into that dance tonight, I want those other teachers to really notice you. I've even bought a brand new blue serge suit.
Do you think it'll fit me?
That's a hot one. I'll see you at 7. Goodbye, Miss Brooks.
Goodbye, Mr. Boynton. Well, back to the beauty parlor. You know something, Mrs. Davis?
What, Connie?
In moments like these, I almost wish I was Mrs. Conklin. What am I saying?
I'll have to be going down to the gym now, Martha. I want to see if it's fixed up properly for the dance tonight.
Very well, dear. Oh, don't forget the keys to your car. They're on the table in the hall. And Osgood, I must say the car took a lovely polish. I got a glance at it when you were driving past the house with some woman.
Yes. Well, I was just... You saw me driving with some woman, Martha?
Yes, dear, I did.
Well, there's no need to be jealous, of course, but she was quite pretty, don't you think?
Well, I'm sorry, Osgood. I didn't get a very good look at her. I was carrying some cold cuts at the time.
If you must know, she was gorgeous.
The cold cuts were quite popular last year.
Don't evade the issue, Martha. Who was that woman you saw me with this morning?
Oh, I know that. That's a hot one.
I repeat, who was that woman, Martha?
What woman? Oh, in the car with you. Well, really, Osgood, you drive so many women from the Board of Education around.
This one wasn't from the Board of Education. Far from it.
Oh, please, dear. You're leaning against the potato salad.
Why don't you admit it, Martha? You're jealous.
5 loaves of white. That should be enough.
Martha, I said you were jealous.
Yes, dear. Now, where did I put the rye bread?
Martha, you're not even listening to me.
Hello, Dad.
Hello! Hello, Harriet.
Harriet, you've been crying. Is something wrong, dear?
Oh, everything's wrong. Walter Dent told me he had to pick up Miss Brooks, but when I saw him, he was riding around with some creature and bang! I'm going up to my room now, Mother. And if Walter calls, just tell him I've taken a slow boat to China.
All right. But after you've brooded a while, please come down and help me find the rye bread.
Oh, Mother!
Now, there's a girl who will make some man a fine wife. Insanely jealous.
Oh, here's the rye bread. I do hope I win the door prize this year.
Don't think I'm past noticing pulchritude, Martha. I'm still just a boy at heart. Do you know why I gave that other woman a lift in my car? Because she'd just come from the beauty shop. You hear me, Martha? I was bedazzled. If it hadn't been for all the powder and that store-bought hair...
That man of mine wouldn't have gone nowhere.
So, what's the use?
Hello again, Miss Brooks. Tilly, prepare booth number 4. And now then, Miss Brooks, you said on the phone you wanted something fascinating, so I've decided to give you the famous Antoine Marcel.
Is it really exciting, Antoine?
Exciting. This is the very same coiffure I copied hair by hair from Gorgeous George.
Fine. Just give it to me, and then I'll wrestle you for the bill.
This ought to be a very successful dance, Miss Brooks. Quite a few people in the gym.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Boynton. And at the sound of the next voice, there will be one people too many.
Oh, there you are. Good evening, Mr. Boynton.
Good evening, Miss Enright.
The next number is a waltz, Mr. Boynton.
Oh, is it?
Yes, and I'm just dying to waltz.
Well, you do that. Mr. Boynton and I will be right behind you.
Look who just came in. It's Mrs. Conklin, isn't it?
Oh, yes, but in a backless evening gown and an upswept hairdo.
And I thought I was overdone. Alongside of Mrs. Conklin, I look like Carrie Nation after a bad night.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening, Mrs. Conklin.
Hello, Mrs. Conklin.
Don't let me scare you. I got myself up like this to teach Osgood a lesson. I wonder what he'll say when he sees me.
Well, you won't have to wait long to find out. He's coming over now.
Hello, folks. I see we have a newcomer in our midst. And a very charming one at that. Osgood Conklin at your service,
It's Mrs. Mrs. Conklin.
Well, I'm delighted to make your... Mrs. Conklin.
Hello, Osgood.
My! What in the world... Your hair, your face is of all the...
You look lovely, my dear. I'm going to have every dance with you tonight. Oh, Boynton.
Oh, yes, Mr. Conklin?
I'd like you to take over my duties as host at the front door, if you please.
Oh, but sir, Miss Brooks and I were...
To the door, Boynton.
Yes, sir.
Come along, Martha. If it hadn't been for powder and that store-bought hair, I wouldn't have...
Oh, Miss Enright.
Yes, Miss Brooks?
Shall we dance?
Dean Gordon as our Miss Brooks returns in just a moment, but first...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl.
Tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a luster cream shampoo. Only luster cream brings you Kay Dumit's magic formula blend of secret ingredients plus gentle lanolin. Gives loveliness lather even in hardest water. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Luster cream. Not a soap, not a liquid, but a dainty cream shampoo. Leaves hair fragrantly clean, free of loose dandruff, glistening with sheen. Soft, manageable. Gives new beauty to all hairdos or permanents. 4-ounce jar, $1. Smaller sizes, either tubes or jars. Tonight, try Luster Cream Shampoo and be a...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a luster cream shampoo.
And now, once again, here is our Miss Brooks.
Well, Mr. Boynton got away from the door just in time to ask me for the last half of the last dance.
You look lovely tonight, Miss Brooks. I feel I put you to a lot of trouble today.
Oh, it was nothing. Of course, I did lose about 5 pounds, but it was mostly around the scalp.
Attention, attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen of the faculty, it is my pleasure at this time to announce the winner of the door prize. She is none other than our Miss Brooks. Congratulations, Miss Brooks.
Thank you, Mr. Conklin.
I know you're all anxious to find out what the door prize is. Well, I have here a ticket, Miss Brooks, entitling you to one free treatment at Antoine's Beauty Parlor.
Mr. Conklin, would you tell me one thing?
What's that, Miss Brooks?
Is this for putting on or taking off?
Next week, tune into another Our Miss Brooks show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair. Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, is produced by Larry Burns, written and directed by Al Lewis, with music by Wilbur Hatch. Mr. Boynton is played by Jeff Chandler, Mr. Conklin by Gail Gordon. Others in tonight's cast were Jane Morgan, Dick Crenna, Gloria McMillan, Mary Jane Croft, Frank Nelson, and Margaret McDonald.
Men, here is actual factual proof of more comfortable, actually smoother shaves by using Palmolive Lather Shaving Cream. 1,251 men tried the Palmolive Lather way to shave described on the tube. And no matter how they shaved before,
three out of four got more comfortable, actually smoother shaves. Try Palmolive Lather Shaving Cream. See if you don't get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Lather Shaving Cream way.
For mystery liberally sprinkled with laughs, listen to Mr. and Mrs. North, the exciting, fun-packed adventures of an amateur detective and his beautiful wife. Tune in Tuesday evenings over most of these same stations. And be with us again next week at this same time for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks. Bob Lamond speaking.
This week marks the 37th anniversary of the Girl Scouts, and the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company takes this opportunity to wish a very happy birthday to all Girl Scouts of America, whose fine program trains the girls of today to be better citizens in the world of tomorrow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.